Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It is 11-day power play time. Well, time for a few individuals to say goodbye to their families for a little while. It starts on Thursday at the Harbor Center.
Wait, I can do that? You can get me out of the house for 11 days?
No.
Well, hold on.
No, not with twins. Mike, what's the ruling on how young the kids are that you can't leave the house yet?
I'm thinking it's got to be two to three.
All right,
yeah,
next
you're
year.
Just
next
outside year. The range, okay. Right? Mike Leskowski is here. Of course, Mike and Amy are the brains behind the operation. And it all starts on Thursday at Harbor Center. For the one or two people who might not know what the heck the 11-day power play is, let's refresh memories and help the clueless out.
Sure. So it is that. It's an 11-day hockey game, and our flagship event is the community shift, which means every 3 hours teams come in and out, and all the individuals on the teams raise money, at least a couple $100 throughout those 11 days. And the culmination is every year we've been successful in raising over $1 million, which we're very proud of. But it's a continuous 11-day hockey game that's community-driven, and hopefully we get every slice of life from our community, and that's the intent, to raise money for great causes.
Way back when you first came up with the idea, or maybe the first year you ran the tournament, could you have envisioned, however many years, 5, 6 years later, over $8 million has been generated and raised over the years?
Not even close. You know, Amy and I had this idea for a one-off fundraiser, and we started out with a $500,000 goal, and someone told us we couldn't, so we made it a $1 million goal, and then it just, you know, it got some momentum. The community embraced it, and we decided that it would be remiss not to continue it. So here we are, 6 years later, and $8 million. So it's, to answer your question, we did not envision it, but we definitely have to continue it.
Do you think it part of what the success is, and part of the story is, you know, this is a hockey town, and the event resonates with everybody.
Yeah. So many people have been affected by cancer, and you know, Buffalo is a tremendous hockey town. So, and you know, hockey people are generous by nature. So, putting those two together, are kind of a great recipe for, you know, for an event like this. And like I said, we'd be remiss not to continue it, because it's taken on a life of its own. We've got tremendous community support. We've got thousands of people playing. We've got more than that donating. So it's been we're so proud of that. It is what it's become.
Do you? I think that's the pretty cool thing. You get to a point where it just exploded. You went, the first year was just the main game, right? And then it gets to the point where, hey, maybe we should open up to other teams and different age ranges, male, female, kids, older.
Yep.
I mean, it's unbelievable how much response you have gotten and how you've expanded the field, so to speak.
Yeah, you know, community involvement is at the heart of this, and you know, we're in a time right now where community involvement's more important than ever. So we're, as part of the event, actually, to kind of embrace that sentiment, we're asking people to come down, players and spectators, to donate equipment, because as we all know, hockey is not a cheap sport, right? So even though hockey is for everyone, not everybody gets to play because of the cost. So we've taken on an initiative this year with a company called Victory Sports. It's a local company that repurposes equipment, and we've decided to open up Harbor Center for donations of used or mildly used or new equipment, and we're going to turn that around and give it to boys and girls that may not be able to afford it themselves. So that's something that we've added this year to the event.
Who benefits? Who are you raising money for in this event?
Yeah, Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center has always been our primary beneficiary, and they continue to be so. Camp Good Days. You know, we've put almost 500 kids to camp for free. We're very proud of. Make-A-Wish, Western New York. We've granted, I think it's 160 wishes or something, mm-hmm. and those aren't cheap. And then there's a collaboration between Oshai's Children's Hospital and Roswell Park. So those are our four beneficiaries. Roswell and Cancer Research has always been our primary, that's our primary goal to raise money for cancer research, and that continues to do so, particularly in the area right now of cellular therapy and immunotherapy, which is something that it's on the cutting edge, and the research is being done, you know, literally in our backyard in a lab that is now named after us because of the money we've donated.
That's cool. Yeah, that's you'd be hard pressed to find people as you get older and older, even more so, that haven't had someone they know come right down with cancer at some point. And with Roswell here, to me, I think that's interesting, Mike, that the research, the disease hasn't gone away, and the research is always evolving, and all of this money that's raised can help you get to this cutting-edge technology and the advanced research that people are doing to try and find a cure at some point.
Yeah, it is really amazing. You could do a whole other show on it, but the people here are brilliant, and Amy and I stay very, very close contact with the folks at Roswell and the research projects that we donate to. We don't just write checks. We actually stay involved to make sure that we see where the money's going to the proper places. And we're really excited about the breakthroughs that are happening, and we'll continue to follow those and give money to those.
So folks who want to donate, now if they have someone there that's playing in the tournament, I'm sure they've been approached already. They know how to help out individually. But someone listening just wants to give some money to the great cause. What are their options?
Yep. So we start on this coming Thursday, the 23rd. There's an opening ceremony about 6:30 to 8:30. So you can always come down and root on the folks and give a donation at any point. Certainly our website, 11daypowerplay.com. You pick from one of the 2,000 players, or if you know somebody, please do. Or just generally donate, whatever you like. But there's no shortage of ways to donate. And if you're downtown and over by the canal side, please stop in and cool off, have a coffee, have a beer, and just maybe root on the players a little bit as well.
It's always like people coming by. Have you been excuse me, surprised over the years how many people do stop by? I mean, we stopped by last year, made a point to come out when you guys were at Riverwork. So how much does that mean to the players to kind of see that stuff?
It means a ton. Like, you know, we're most of the people that play in the game are just regular Joes like me, right? You just play. You play at 10 o'clock at night or 7 o'clock in the morning, and every once in a while someone's dad or sister or brother shows up or something. But it's kind of cool on a Saturday afternoon in the summer, and there's maybe a couple hundred people in the stands, and they're just kind of there to watch you play. So it means a lot to the players. Harbor Center is a great host. We've had great success, and it's a special place. The players get to be treated like pros for a day. You know, they've got their jerseys hanging up, and they go on the ice. And it means a lot to answer your question, Jared, to have people there and kind of rooting you on. Oftentimes, their family brings signs, and it's a fun, you know, it's obviously for very important causes, but it's also fun. And the player experience is something that we strive to make important and impactful.
You guys had a wall of names up there at one point. Was it who you're playing for that had cancer?
I'm trying, yeah.
Because I thought it was – I saw guys, you know, people writing names over there, and I couldn't figure out what was going on. And I thought, once it was explained to me, I thought, okay, that's really – that's touching.
Yeah, it's wall of wisdom, right? So you just after your shift, we've got food. We're getting pizza delivered by Lenovo, and we've got Tops donating food. So we've got some great sponsors. But there's Wall Wisdom. It's just a little spot to say, hey, playing for Uncle Joe and playing for, you know, my wife, whatever. And at first it's only a couple names. By the end of it, the wall is full, and we take a picture of it. And there's also another spot where you can put someone's name on a puck, and I think we call it the Rink of Hope this year, and we put the pucks up on a wall. So a lot of visual, it just kind of, you know, it's a reminder of it's not just a hockey game. It's not just someone writing a check. We're playing for people. I'm playing for my mom and for my wife, and everybody that's playing is playing for somebody. And it's, you know, that's the important part.
So you're going to play in the main game. You got a whole bunch. You're signed up, right, for a bunch of shifts. What is the toughest part when you're playing these shifts on and off over 11 days? Do you hit a wall at some point and think, oh my God, there's still 5 days left? Or
well, this is kind of, you know, this isn't the world record game where we're playing 6-8 hours a day. This is like, you know, most people are playing one shift. Some of us that play a lot are playing a bunch of shifts. For me, you know, Amy and I are there the whole time. I love to get on the ice and play with different people. It's fun to meet people, and I'll play with the alumni, which is a high level skate, and I'll play with, no offense, the Fink skate.
So what skate?
The Fink skate.
Okay.
Jim Fink. So anyway, so there's a whole range, and people, you know, just people are great, right? So I get to meet all these cool people, and I'll play in 7 or 8 shifts, and there'll be guys that the Frozen 40 that did the event, they'll play in 5 or 6 shifts. So it's not hard at all. You play at your own pace. You know, there's 15 people on a bench. When we're doing the world record game, there's like, you know, you got 1 or 2 people on the bench. If you're playing for 6 hours, that's a little different. It's not all that difficult, to be honest with you.
I want you to predict for us, the first time we've never asked you this question before, uh-oh, I want you to predict the final score.
Well, we will be keeping it.
We always do. Yeah. I always like when you tweet out, people tweet out pictures of what the score is.
I'll go with...
and it's usually close.
Okay, yeah. I'll go with Team White, 3,420. Team Blue, 3,211.
Okay. For those of you who love goals in hockey, this is the event you want to go see. There's no shortage... Don't be breaking a you-know-what back-checking. It's just kind of, you know, let's just have some fun and play.
And make sure you come on the, if you can make it at the end of the event on July 3rd, we got the Sabres alumni and the Buttes playing the top fundraising teams. And it's in the afternoon, which is a great time. It's fun to see guys like Coletta and Pekka and Peters and Braun and I think maybe Gianta's playing this year. So hopefully we'll get those guys out there and... you can heckle them a little bit, and they're good sports about it.
And one of the other nice things is when you go pop in and watch these games is the crazy goal celebrations you see from whoever, not just the guys in the main game, but anybody. Like our Derek Kramer for the GR team had one of the more memorable goal celebrations that I happened to see in person. Thankfully,
he almost killed himself, but it was fun.
but again, it's having fun and for a great cause. Well, listen, congratulations again, because I know it's going to go over great. You're going to hit your goal. You're going to surpass your goal. Stay healthy when you play, and good luck with everything.
Yeah, thank you. And Jeremy, thanks for doing what you're doing on Thursday. I'll be following you. I brought you a hat, so hopefully I'll see you on it. And I'm gonna try to get involved next year with you.
All right.
So thanks for doing that. Appreciate it.
No problem. We've got 100 holes
of golf coming up Thursday.
Brian Duff, Marty Baron also going to be a part of it. They've got some relay teams. They'll still be out with us a little bit on Thursday as well. I'm playing with Marty and Brian according to the schedule. So
cool.
And you know, get me to play golf.
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah.
We've played a little bit over the
I
last
heard, couple, yeah. yeah. So you're good.
No. I enjoy it.
I thought you were the ringer on the team that he brought in to try and get the score down.
We got a ringer, though.
Right. Well, have fun. Thanks again for coming in and sharing with us.
Thank you both.
Mike and his wife, Amy, do a great job for the 11-day power play. Again, starts Thursday. If you're downtown, pop in. And when you get into the rink and you're cold because you're in shorts, go to the merchandise table and buy a nice... 11-day power play hoodie. Okay, I assume you'll have hoodies. Those will keep you nice and warm. They have clothing there to help you warm up when you go see the power play. 803-0550 to join us. More coming up, WGR.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.